Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of desperation, we're desperate for another edition of Guess the Prospect. Brayton Wilson, is he joining us here for today's edition? Our draft fresh, game.
Fresh off another victory, Dwayne Bowe.
We're 3 for 3.
As a team, we're 3 for 3. Yeah. First, second, and third round receivers since. Is there a start date?
What is it, Brayton? 2000? 1980?
1980 we went with.
1980. Okay. He's going to pull out some 1981 Bears pick here.
Hit the music. No. Let's go. Guess the prospect. First, second, and third round receiver since 1980. Three clues, three chances to guess. You can play along the home version of the game. The way you play is just shouting at your radio.
Unlimited guesses.
I've yet to get to the third round with either of you guys, so I'm not too confident with this one, but we'll see. Yeah. All right, here's your first clue for this Tuesday edition of Guess the Prospect. While attending high school in North Carolina, I was a standout on both sides of the football for my Nighthawks football team. I was a high school All-American as a senior and was regarded as a five-star recruit as one of the top defensive backs in the nation. Although I initially committed to Alabama to play safety, I switched my commitment to go play wide receiver and play with my half-brother in California. My best season out west came as a sophomore where I had a career-high 98 catches for 1,300 yards and 6 touchdowns. That was good enough to help me first-team all-conference honors. After my production slipped as a junior with 61 receptions for 737 yards and 6 touchdowns, I elected to forego my senior season and enter the NFL draft, hoping to still be among the top wideouts selected.
Well, I know. Let's see. Nighthawks. No, I'm just kidding.
All we've really got out of that is California school.
California school, played with his half-brother, and I'm already starting to think about how many... USC has had a bunch of brothers playing together, right? Like the St. Browns.
Equanimous St. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
But I don't... Were either one of them third-round picks? Or in the first three rounds? I don't think so.
I believe Amon-Ra St. Brown was a third-round pick.
Are we sure he wasn't a fourth?
I think he was a third, but I mean, okay. We'll find out. I've got no guesses. And we're going California college receivers.
Cal, maybe.
You've got USC, UCLA, Cal, Stanford.
Yeah, he's from North Carolina, and we have to think of again, someone that was a safety
that was going to go to Alabama. So if you are an Alabama level athlete and a five star recruit,
yeah, as a safety,
it's not Fresno State. It's USC.
We think that's it? It's only USC?
It's USC,
be Cal?
It could be Cal, it could be Stanford.
Stanford.
It's not San Diego State, right? Like,
there's a Stanford receiver I'm thinking of. There's no way. There's no earthly way it could be this guy. But Brayton could be... I'm going to play the player here a little bit. Punishing us for not even making it to the third round in the first three. All right. I have a guess.
All right, let's hear it.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Stanford.
Nope.
Okay.
Hold on. My headphones are crap. All right. I'm going to guess. Let's guess Amon-Ra St. Brown. Okay.
All right. On to clue number two for you guys. Due to a PCL sprain in my knee during my junior season, I didn't work out at the NFL scouting combine, but did run routes at my pro day. Though I was described by draft pundits as one of the best receivers in my draft class, widely known as a particularly poor draft across the board, my PCL injury didn't allow me to perform at my best, leading to a drop in my projected draft position. I ended up going with the 76th overall selection in the third round of the draft and didn't have to go too far out west to play my football. However, after not getting much playing time at the start of my rookie season, I seriously considered quitting football and returning to school to complete my degree. Good thing I didn't, though, as I ended up getting my chance due to injury and finished my rookie season with an impressive 1,046 yards receiving on 71 receptions and 8 touchdowns. Despite finishing second in voting for the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year, my next three seasons would be plagued by injury, which included a broken collarbone, a kidney injury, and a torn ACL.
So we have an injured, I think I know it. He stayed out west, So we have a guy that went out west for college, stayed out west for the NFL. Third round pick, 72nd. I think I have it. Keenan Allen. You got
just
me.
Dominating this show.
This is my fantasy brain. I had Keenan Allen when he lacerated his kidney. So you said kidney injury, and I remember he lacerated a kidney, and I don't want to say he almost died, but he had like major surgery after that happened. Still no round three.
Oh, you wait. You just wait.
good work. Fun fact: Paul Peck of UB. Let me know that Keenan Allen's half-brother is former UB quarterback Zach Maynard, who played for the Bulls in 2009.
Okay, and then transferred to Cal. See, if I had known that, I could have got the Cal on the first clue. But alas,
it's not
we'll
that
take
easy,
it.
Though.
We'll take it on the second clue.
Thanks, Brayton.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.